Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to day 22 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is Hope Has a Name, Jesus. Matthew 12, 21 says, "And his name will be the hope of all the world." Today's text is Galatians 4, 4 through 5. It reads, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons." Today begins the fourth week of our series on biblical hope. This week, we turn our attention to the hope found when God sent his Son Jesus into the world. The following story illustrates the hope that only Christ can bring. Port Authority officers Will Gimeno and John McLaughlin were the last two people rescued from the World Trade Center after the September 11th terrorist attacks. For Will Gimeno, that tragic day represents a defining moment of his Christian faith. Gimeno, McLaughlin, and three other police officers entered Tower 1 to rescue civilians. But when they got inside, the building collapsed. McLaughlin and Gimeno were pinned under large blocks of concrete rubble and twisted steel. The three officers with them were killed. For the next 10 hours, Gimeno and his partner fought pain and thirst inside a concrete tomb, swirling with dust and smoke. At times, ruptured gas lines would hurl fireballs into the ruins, threatening to burn the two men to death. In another terrifying moment, heat from the fireballs cooked off the ammunition inside the firearm of a fallen officer, sending 15 bullets ricocheting around the chamber. Gimeno's hope began to falter. "I was exhausted. I had done everything as a police officer that I could do, and everything as a human being," he said. "I just knew I was going to die." Just then, Gimeno saw a figure coming toward him through the rubble. "He wore a glowing white robe and a rope belt," Gimeno said. "I couldn't see his face, but I knew it was Jesus." The vision filled Gimeno with hope. "I had this resurgence of the will to fight," he said. Turning toward McLaughlin, he yelled, "We're gonna get out of here." Several hours later, U.S. Marines and the NYPD rescue workers lifted the men out of their concrete prison. In Gimeno's horrible situation, hope came at just the right time. In addition, his hope had a name, Jesus. Likewise, Scripture declares, "When the right time came, God sent his Son," in Galatians 4:4. Timing is everything. Hitters in baseball know how crucial timing is. A quarterback throwing to a speedy receiver understands the importance of timing. Musicians and singers will also tell you that timing is everything. God's timing is perfect, and he prepared the exact time in history to send Jesus into the world. Paul writes, "When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son." The phrase "fullness of time" is a Greek expression that speaks of something complete and fully developed, like a ripe apple that is ready to be picked, or a pregnant woman who is ready to deliver her baby. This expression refers to an appointed time. Why wasn't Jesus born during the days of Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob? Why didn't God send his Son during the time of Moses, Joshua, or David? The answer is that it wasn't the right time. God sent his Son into the world when the world stage was perfectly set. Jesus wasn't born an hour late or a minute too early. Christ came at the perfect time. For thousands of years, the Jews had waited for a Messiah. The Gentiles had long awaited a Savior. But a little over 2,000 years ago, on the exact date and in the appointed place, God said, "The perfect time is now, and the wait is over." God's timing was perfect on several levels. First, the timing was right culturally. Jesus was sent into the world when the Roman Empire was in charge. Greek had just been adopted as the universal language. This would be the first time in history that there was one common language that everybody could speak and understand. So when the Gospels and the letters of Paul, Peter, and James were all written in Greek, everyone in the known world at that time could understand the good news of Jesus. The timing was also politically perfect. Because the Roman Empire was so strong, they were able to establish an unprecedented time of peace. A period of over 200 years from 27 BC until 180 AD, known as the Pax Romana, which means Roman peace, Jesus was born at a time when peace reigned universally across the Roman Empire. Because no wars were being fought, the Romans had the time and resources to build an infrastructure of roads that had never been seen before. This led to the famous phrase, "All roads lead to Rome." During these 200 years, the church could go anywhere and preach the gospel to a world that was at peace. The timing was also spiritually perfect. Notice how Paul emphasizes the law twice in Galatians 4:4-5. Born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. In the past, God's people had continually broken his law. Because of this disobedience, they were divided and dispersed throughout the region. The consequences of their sin humbled them and caused them to long for God again. Therefore, during the time of Jesus' birth, Jews returned to their monotheistic roots and began teaching the law of the Old Testament again. Because Rome was in charge, they could no longer have a temple, so they built synagogues. If you know the history of where Christianity began, you know that every time Paul went to a foreign city, he always went to a synagogue. Paul knew that there he could find a congregation full of Jews studying the Old Testament who were looking for the promised Messiah. At the perfect time, God sent forth the hope that he had promised. After the Jews had waited, and it appeared that all hope was lost, God sent them the greatest hope this world has ever known. This hope has a name, and that name is Jesus, the long-awaited Messiah. Please take a few moments to consider the following questions. How important is the right timing? What are your thoughts on God's perfect timing? How does Ecclesiastes 3:1-2a relate to today's devotion, which reads, "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born." And finally, how does this anonymous quote encourage you to put your hope in Jesus? God has perfect timing, never early, never late. It takes a little patience, and it takes a whole lot of faith, but it's worth the wait. Thanks so much for joining us today. I hope you have a blessed day. Thank you.